There we go, and it's running, and good morning. We are in the School of the Master, and we are on Lecture 9. And this time we are actually in Nottingham, and we are very blessed to have somebody new with us, and that's Joma, and I think it's just wonderful. Because I got to know, yeah, it's running. I got to know the whole family, and that's a real blessing. Eh? It's so lovely to be here. So today we speak about my attitude sets my life course. That's okay. My attitude sets my life course. My attitude sets my life course. I think the easiest way to get into theme is bringing up an example. I just have to think of something. I have an example. And I purposefully bring one of my examples because that's what I can talk about the best. Has nothing to do, that's me, okay? It's just an example because I know the story.
An illustration.
It's an illustration. I'm in Zurich, I work in Zurich sometimes. And I had just started a new job. It was quite exciting. Big department store, very famous for its beautiful stuff they sell. And to get into department where I actually work, I always have to take the elevator to get there, and we are about 40 people working together. And while being in the elevator with the people, they chat, you know, as they do, chat with one another and talk about, oh, have you met this salesperson, have you met that person? And then the name of one lady is talked about quite a bit, and I just thinking of it, I'm right there, and I always bring up that same lady. And the talk about her is actually quite negative, which surprises me because they're all such positive people. But you know, that was like for me, I had to make a choice. And then about a day later, after I have heard all this stuff about this lady, that she's not nice to work with, and she's really not so nice lady, and all the stuff people say, I find myself in the elevator again, and I'm alone with a lady I've never met before. So I ask her, who are you? And she said, oh, I'm Mrs. so-and-so-and-so. It's that lady. And I look at her and I think, huh, how interesting. So automatically my whole head, you know, pushes all the buttons and all these stories come up. Mm-hmm. People have talked about. And I look at the lady and I think, wow, that's a lot of knowledge I have about her, and I haven't even met her. You know? And I just meet her right now. But in that moment, I suddenly think, it's really up to me. Either I give all this information I have given, which is really past, or I stand right now in front of her and actually do it from this moment on, with my own attitude, with my attitude. So I said, okay, let's put that all back into a drawer. And I still remember standing and going, taking deep breaths just to get time to put these thoughts away, you know. And then I look at her and I say, how lovely to meet you. I've just started work here. So pleased to meet you. And then she starts talking how much she loves her work, and she's actually the most beautiful woman. And I think, for a moment, how could it be that ever these stories about her have started? I think, none of my business. None of my business. Away with these thoughts. Just put them in a drawer and concentrate on my own attitude. So I start talking with her, and we have the most beautiful chat. That one moment where I made a decision to take charge of my attitude changed the whole situation in the house. Next thing, we come out, I find out she actually works just around the corner where I work. So we go down with the elevator, we get out, and whenever I see her, I go, hi, how lovely to see you. And the lady who talked the most about her works with me too, and she says, oh, you know her? And I said, yes, I know her. She's wonderful. She's so friendly. And she's the most wonderful family woman. She's got kids at home. I heard all about her children. And she said, I never knew. And I said, yeah, yeah, I just got to meet her. I'm so glad I met her. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know who she is? That's Frau Jenny. And then, so I mentioned her name. She said, oh, that's who she is. And she said, as though she has never met her. And the whole story changed. And it's just an example, okay? It's just the one I could think of. The whole story changed because the attitude has changed. Mm-hmm. The attitude from having somebody to talk about, which is, it doesn't help ever, never ever, to actually recognizing her as who she is. And we worked together, the whole gang, for over 5 years. And it all changed. Because it was not necessary anymore to talk about her, because that's not who she was. So all it took was that little bit of attitude change towards her, and then we all could see who she really was, and she was pure love. She was not there very often, she didn't talk very often, so nobody knew her. And for me, I really believe it's all in the attitude. And the attitude starts in here inside. And the attitude, I think, is we always come back to the same thing, is the divine in me. How can God ever judge anything, right?
Yeah.
God only sees good and very good, and I just call it God because that's how I imagine goodness, purity, unconditional love, and all this. That's for me God. And the attitude that also starts in liking myself. When I like myself, I can only like what is around me, because that's all me, it's all my mirror. And I think we all have a lot of experiences where we first thought, when stepping into a new adventure, oh dear. You know, where you think, I don't really want that. I don't really want to do that. And that's not helping, because that's a big stop sign. And then something switches inside, and it's a conscious choice, even though sometimes I'm not aware of doing it, but it's a conscious choice to go, okay, I put myself into this situation, I'm here, that's me right now. And let all that I think negative attitude has to do with stories. Things we experience and think in the moment, that's the same thing. Because I cannot have a negative attitude without thinking of something that happened. But what happened is past. And that now moment is a totally different moment, totally different story. And the moment, I think, in the now, in that one moment, I can create that story in the moment, in a positive attitude, with a happy feeling, you know? And I know that all sounds a lot like theory, but I bet you Christy has a super example where she experiences, probably at work a lot, how whatever attitude you choose to have actually creates the situation or the experience or the adventure you're having in the moment. Well, could you bring an example? Could you tell us an example, like you can, whatever you want to choose, if it's work or at home, where you consciously realized how your attitude creates. Let's say it like that, hey? Mm-hmm. Christy, it's your turn.
Attitude where somebody has been labeled, oh, this person is too bad, this particular person. But everybody has that impression about the person. So looking at it being two people having actually, because of that, they have a conflict, and happened to manage both of them, I had to try a situation that will make it easier so that to change that perception due to misunderstanding.
And how could you say that all in the first person positive?
So what I do, I see both of them without non-judgmental, I see a reflection on me about that person.
Okay, so we're getting back to you. So first you worked actually outside. You worked on the two people outside. Yeah. None of your business.
Yeah.
No sound. Mm-hmm. None of your business. How do you talk about it from the first person positive in the now, present tense, from you?
Because from that's my what perspective, it's all about here. I see through the goodness in them because there's always something good in my staff.
And why is there always something good in your staff?
Because they are a reflection of me.
Because you are so good.
Right? A reflection of me.
Yeah.
And with that situation, I see them the same. And then when I'm discussing about that person, I say, oh, have you seen... Actually, one typical example is...
Yeah.
I got both of them. What do you like about this one?
Yeah.
Write it down. What do you like about this one? Yeah. Write it down. By the time this one explained the good things they want about them, and this one, is there any bad thing to write about? Really, there's nothing. And that settled the situation.
Yeah.
So they looked at the good in that one. That one looked at the good. So there's no cause for them to be having any problem. And that was the only way I settled the situation because I only focused on the good in them because they're a reflection of me.
Yeah. So that's what you do at work, hey?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. No wonder they enjoy you so much. Hey, Sibyl, what would you say to the theme about attitude? It doesn't have to be an example like we just do. That's just what popped in our minds. What would you say about attitude? Well, or have you got an example?
To talk about attitude.
Yep.
I am all.
Yeah.
And in every situation, I see myself being the actor.
Yeah.
Being the theme. Being everything in that. So, for me to handle any situation, I realize I am God.
Mm-hmm.
And as God, whatever or however I take the situation is my creation.
Yeah.
So, my creation is always good.
Yeah.
Everything I see is always good. So, what will be my attitude to everything? Good. To see good, to think good, to act good, and everybody I meet is just my reflection, acting good to me, thinking good about me, because I'm thinking good about
them.
Everybody, everything. So, everything I handle is good and very good. And it will always come out good because that's my creation.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
And that's the way it will always be.
Exactly.
So, I don't have to judge. I can only love all, unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
I can only see balance and harmony in everything that I am doing. And everything comes up. Wonderful, beautiful, fantastic. In fact, fantastic is the only word I know.
That's for sure.
Everything. Beautiful is the only word. Marvelous. And incidentally, the people that came to live in our compound, the name of the first son is Marvelous.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It's Marvelous. The name of the second son is Bright.
Lovely.
So, how and why should I not see beauty, bright, marvelous in any situation? My attitude to everything is good and very good. Seeing it that way, living that way, and believing that way.
Yeah.
So, what else but to see good in all and to think about all as my reflection. And since I am good, all is good.
Cool. So, when, for example, when your attitude, it's referring, when your attitude is like that, so you're concentrating on the beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you bless? That's all including what we until now talked about. That's the blessing book, that's everything. That's using I like me 100 million times a day, that inside it's so strong and so settled into this reality that the outside is like, I'm not touched by it anymore. You know, it sounds like a big thing, like a big word, but I can actually watch it, and whatever I see, I know whatever story I see, it's always good. I don't even not need to understand it. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes stories seem to be a bit, why would that happen? Or why is that happening like this? None of my business. Yeah. My own only business is when I look at the story, what's going on, at all the movies around me that are going on, is to, there is the good in it. And it is divine order. And it's up to me to, that's my attitude, it's up to me to see that. It's not up to me to understand it. Yeah. Because I know it's in order. Mm-hmm. But it's up to me to see the blessing. When you don't even, actually, ultimately, you don't even need to look for it anymore. But as a divine being, as I call us, living life so beautifully right now and here, I think the magic is actually to see the beauty. Yeah. That's what life is all about. The magic is to look at it and really see it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why would we be here? That's what we got eyes for. The magic is to hear the beauty too, you know? Mm-hmm. To hear when somebody speaks instead of listening to all the ups and downs and off. You know, stories sometimes take in all their direction. To actually grab maybe one word out of the conversation that interests you. Somebody talks about something that is not your story. Let's say it like that. It's just not the story I choose to live, okay? But I hear one word in it that interests me. Maybe it's, in the middle of the story, flower. And I go, oh, you like flowers? And they go, what? You like flowers? And I go, I actually do. And the whole conversation changes in a different direction.
Yes.
And it's me. Or I can be, sorry, or I can be, it's really always me. And it sounds very self-centered, but attitude is self-centered. Because when I'm self-centered in this divinity in me, in taking charge of my thoughts, taking charge of my attitude, then I can actually enjoy life, because I'm living my life, and I'm living most beautifully. And then comes in the not judging. I mean, I'm very tempted to talk about, you know, the whole seminar, because it shows a lot of my own attitude, you know. Because for me that's a new experience. Because you see, I came here and I had in mind, how cool, I'm going to be a participant this time. I'm going to sit on a couch and I relax and I just listen. And Herbie's going to do all the talking. And I thought, yay! So, and we talked about it in the airplane scene. I thought, oh, I look forward to that, Herbie. And he said, yes, yes, I know. But you see, the whole thing changed. And it changed like that in a day. And I saw what was going on through my mind. And I thought, So what I then did, I thought, I need to just don't think about it, just leave it alone, leave it alone, just go moment by moment by moment, and just keep your attitude up, but keep an attitude of being happy. And I thought, I am actually, I really want to be where I am. I want to get to know Sibyl and Christy, you know, I want to get to know them more, because I only hear about you. And I met you once on campus, and I was so delighted to see you there. And I thought, actually, it's cool. I get to discuss philosophy. I get to talk about what's on my heart, what I believe in. So there's nothing wrong with that. And then I watched myself, that one day I was locked into their house. And you know, I'm a total outdoor person. So here I stand, and I was just about ready to tip a bit in my edit group. Dude, because I thought, oh, so many talks. And then I thought, oh, I need to just go outside and air your head. Go out and do the I like me walk. But I couldn't. The door was locked. So I was standing there and I was almost like a child, you know, like that. But what I did, I reminded myself, you know, and then comes in the not judging myself. And so what? So I had a moment where I needed to remind myself to get my attitude together. So I stamped my foot, So what? So after I stamped my foot, and I was, while I was walking out, I was just about to call Herb, because I was wanting to tell what we all do. So I was on the phone, and the first thing I said, "Herb, I'm locked in!" And he said, "Oh, I see." Because that expressed how I felt.
Yeah.
Because my attitude was a bit wobbly, I was worried. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I'm worried, I'm locked inside. Yeah. So the house door was only a mirror of how I felt, you know. And while talking and while looking at myself and realizing that I was really stamping my foot, I thought, I mean, it's not worth it. It's hardly getting myself worked up. And nobody else. And it doesn't help me at all. Yeah. So after I had really stamped a bit and got, and I thought, oh, it's really true, it's not worth it. Okay, what do I really want to do? And I thought, for now, I just go for a walk. I just really like to take a walk. And that's a happy attitude. So that moment, she arrived with the car, and I had the curtain open, and I went, oh, there's Christy! She's got the key! So I said, Herb, it's all in divine order. And he said, I know it is. He said, I know it is. And he said, most of all, no, you never do anything wrong. You know, I think where I go back to first person positive present tense, because you all make your own thoughts. I can only talk about these ones. And where I'm wobbly in my attitude is where I judge myself. I was worried because I judged myself. I judged myself first of all for being worried. That's totally nonsense, because then you got double worry. And the moment I was out going for my walk, and I thought, oh, what a beautiful day. Just enjoy the moment. And it really works. I came back to the house and I was a different person. Because all the time through the walk I went, I like me. And I met all these people and I wasn't aware that while I was looking at them, I was still going, I like me. And I remember one guy, he really stared at me and I thought, good Anita, you're doing your affirmation. So I went for a lovely walk, I had my adventures, met beautiful people, came home, and it was all gone. And all it was to balance my attitude. And that's being a master. You see, the master in my eyes is the one that takes charge. The wobbliness does not mean you're not a master. What the master is the one that looks at it and goes, oh, and then whatever it takes to change them. That's what I meant. Remember the other day when I talked about blessing? I'm still working on these names. I talked about blessing. Yes. And how when something happens, she actually distracts the children to, for a moment, distract them to change their attitude. Because they're not really unhappy. It's just a momentary wobbliness. She changes their attitude and they're right there again. As though nothing has happened. Because I know we are always our masterful divine self. It's just moments that give us an opportunity to take more charge. And that's what it's all about. And that's since that day, I enjoy every day even more, and I even enjoy the talks very much. And I never thought I would. But that's the thought I wouldn't was just almost fear. But it doesn't help. I might as well enjoy them. And if I get a bit, like one day during the talk, suddenly there was like blank. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I didn't say, but I thought, that's interesting. So I looked at Christy and said, Christy, what do you think about that? I was all good because she talked the storm. You know, and that's, I think, is the beauty about taking charge of your attitude. And you see, then nothing we do is wrong. It's just because what happened just like a second ago is actually not important. What happens right now is what matters. Yeah. Like your son, what I see how you talk to your son, and you're beautiful. Hey, you're a gorgeous mama. And he loves you completely. It's so beautiful to watch. And he's in an age where he's got a lot of excess energy. And it's, but that belongs to it, you know? But even when you know you have to set boundaries, when you have to set the boundary, and for a moment it looks like he's reacting to it, the next moment he forgot about it, because he knows it's for his highest best. So our divine self knows the next, you know, it's always there. It's always there. And that one moment where it looked like a drama, that's now an overkill, but it looked like, oh, it's already gone. It's gone. Yeah. The attitude from that one moment here and now counts. Yeah. And that always goes back to, I like me, all is in divine order, and that we are beautiful, hey? Yeah. And that's the magic about living. We are absolutely perfect the way we are. That's how I would describe it. Would you like to talk? And I purposefully don't say the name. Would you like to say something to me?
Shioma.
I didn't say it because I wanted to ask, wait till she answers. Would you like to say something?
Yeah.
Go for it.
The only thing I'll say with attitude is everybody has an attitude.
Yeah.
And it's a question of making a choice.
Yeah.
Of which direction you want your attitude to be.
Exactly.
I think everyone's conscious of whichever choice they make, where it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's down to that individual person to make that choice for themselves.
Yeah.
Me, I tend to live day by day. You know, I take one day at a time and do it. And certain things happen, I don't even think about it. I just do me.
Yeah.
Really, and that's my attitude. And some people can look at it in a different way because that's their attitude
mm-hmm.
towards what I'm doing. But I might not be thinking the way they're thinking, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean. So I just do me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, I really believe the more we're doing me, that's a nice way to say it, the more we're doing me, the more our whole world loves us exactly as we are, mm-hmm. unconditionally. Because a person who's totally themselves mm-hmm. is just loved. Because you can't do anything else. Because they stand for who they are. They're just being themselves. And that's, I think, being oneself is being one's divine self. And that's the beauty about having, how can we explain? There's so many people in the world, hey? And as Sibyl always points out so beautiful again, it's all actually one. All these people are in here, inside of me, because they're my creation, and because I can only see them as I am, and I can only see them as I do, with my own attitude. And it's magical, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's magical. The whole concept is magic in itself. And I wonder what more is to say about it.
Actually, coming to attitude
yes,
as well,
please.
Because I could see Oki sitting here saying, what are you talking about attitude? What if something somebody doesn't like?
Yeah.
You've seen something. In the first place, if it comes to your attention, it means you have created it. And if you don't like that, you change your attitude about that situation.
Yeah.
And recreate it into the attitude that is changing your story.
Yeah.
And then give it into a good attitude that is acceptable to you.
Yeah.
Not actually, because what you're seeing is a mirror of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you change your attitude about it, see the good in it, and move on.
Yeah. And it's done.
And it's done.
And then I am.
I am.
Then I am. Yeah, then I am. Because that means actually, that's very strong, that I am, because I am means right here and now with all that I am.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful, isn't it? That's why life is so much fun.
You see, one of the days I came out
to
have my walk in the evening.
Yes.
The baby, 1 year old, was struggling with the mother.
Yeah.
He was crying and panting, and I said, "Bright, can we have a walk? Now you start." He looked this way and then came out and followed me.
Yeah.
And then he was walking in front.
Wow.
And I was walking behind him singing my "I Like Me, I Like Me."
Yeah.
We took the first round, took the second round, the third round, then the brother came out and joined.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Yeah, because that's what we all do, having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I'm saying "I like me, I like me," they will look at my mouth. The one that talks will join. "I like me, I like me." I will just keep walking. He has forgotten what he was struggling with the mother. And we are now walking and singing and enjoying ourselves. Suddenly, he remembers and goes back. I said, "Are you not walking with me?" He comes back.
But that's exactly what it is, because we suddenly remember. Yeah. But remembering is already past. It's gone.
So we kept walking out. So at the end, he went back to the mom. I went in and brought some cookie. Mm-hmm. I said, "Now, that's your prize."
Oh, how lovely.
"That's your prize." He came back and took the prize, went in and ate.
Was happy.
And that was it.
Oh, how beautiful.
Because we can always change our attitude in many ways.
That's true.
And it's a way of distraction too. You balance up. Mm-hmm. You balance the atmosphere that was there. Mm-hmm. And then everybody becomes harmonious and happy.
Yeah. Because it's suddenly passed, not important anymore, hey?
Another experience of our attitude, actually, Sister Sibu would finish the story, because our attitude creates our world. Our attitude to... My attitude.
Hey.
My attitude creates my world.
Yeah.
If I believe that this something like a snake can harm me, then I have an attitude. The snake actually feels... vulnerable something, because Sister Sibu told me a story.
Senses your attitude towards
it. Sister, can you tell the story of the little baby?
Oh, that baby, I love him, because he's a teacher to me.
Yeah.
Yes, every time I look at him, I say, "Wow, it's good to be innocent. It's good to be like this baby." One day he was just him and the other little boy.
Yep.
They were looking at a creature and then admiring the creature. And the creature was there. Then when this boy started walking, because the mother didn't have gadgets to guide or direct, so she gave this boy a stick and said, "Just keep walking."
Yeah.
When he was learning to walk, to step out, he will use this stick and just be pushing the stick and walking along with the stick. So, they were admiring this thing on the floor.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, he went and the thing was standing still.
Yes.
Then he moved forward to pick it as a stick. That was when the mother appeared and said, "Snake!" And then the snake ran off. And then the mother came and told me, I said, "You shouldn't have disturbed the peace, the conversation that was going between the child, the two children,
and
the snake.
And the snake.
You distracted them." And the snake suddenly felt fear and ran off.
Mm-hmm.
And you pursued it. She said, "Snake and my son," she said, "it wouldn't harm the boy." After all, they were conversing.
Mm-hmm.
They were still and conversing.
Peaceful.
And then there was nothing amiss.
Yeah.
She just shook her head. I said, "Anyway, never mind. They are innocent. The child is innocent. The snake didn't see anything wrong with conversation." Yeah. And this boy, is a motherless boy. When we had the talking,
yep,
the boy will come out from their house alone, walking,
yep,
and come to where the talking is, and the two of them will be talking to each other. So we'll be up looking at them and seeing what is happening. So one day, the boy wanted the talking to come along with him. The talking wouldn't. He said, because he is not talking to, he mumbled something, and then the talking made a noise. Go, I don't want to follow you. He said, okay. So he went, and later on came back and said, you can now follow me. Then the talking followed. That's what I was thinking, that the conversation. Because you have to interpret
it. It's beautiful, isn't it?
When I see the two of them, I just stand by
and to watch.
To watch the drama.
What's going on?
Sometimes she will leave the parents in their house and come out.
Yeah.
1.5. And come out. Come to her own section of the house. And then find something and we'll just be conversing with it. Wow. The only thing is that he hasn't grown up to see the fish in the pan.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. But anytime he has somebody to lift him up.
He loves it, huh?
He's never afraid of anything.
Yeah, and they're so curious. They're curious about the magic in life. Yeah, they don't look for anything else. They just look for the magic. I just had to think of a story. I had a rabbit once. Her name, a female rabbit, her name is Rosalie. She had big, big, long, dropping ears. And she lived in a little house outside on stilts, you know, off the ground. So if a child would walk up to her, it would be just about, the arms would reach into the house and they could look inside. Mm-hmm. But this rabbit had a habit, and I knew about it. And sometimes I even stood back a bit because she bit a lot. She would sit in her house and she would run towards people and bite them. Really, quite a thing. And of course, because I've seen it happening, I had that thought in my mind. So I was myself rather careful, loved her lots. She was beautiful. It was just a habit, and I'm not sure how it got to it. And then we had visitors. And amongst these visitors were two little children. And one of them was just about tall enough so she could reach into the cage and have her head above, you know, so she could see the rabbit. And I just came out the front door and I saw her approaching the cage and the door was wide open, the door was open. And for a moment I thought, oh, should I stop her? Because I knew the story. But that rabbit had only bitten a lot of adults who were fearful, you see. But as she was already so close that I thought, I need to just shut up. Keep this attitude that I already had in my mind out of the game. Just watch her. I never forget, she walked up to that stable and the rabbit was way back in the corner sitting and waiting, hey. And then she reached in with both of her arms and she was all smiling. She thought, yay, a rabbit. She pulled the rabbit out by its ears and the rabbit didn't move. He just let it happen. And then she pulled it out by ears and then she gave it a big hug and snuggled it and cuddled it, and that rabbit wouldn't move. It wouldn't even open its mouth. And I thought, that's how I should have done it all these years. And I did. I didn't, because I knew the story. And she didn't. She loved that rabbit to bits. And you know, she pulled here, but not hurting. Just for them, it's nothing. And the rabbit was totally relaxed, just sitting there with her. And then she smiled at it, waved goodbye, and walked away again. That's exactly what it is. Because she had the attitude, rabbit, yeah, something to love. So she loved it to bits. Yeah. And I had to be, I came, even with my attitude, if I would have, like the mother, shouted, don't touch the rabbit. That would have been it. But like that, oh, I've never forgot that. And I thought, oh, Anita, you just, what I really want to do is like press a button in my head where I could just erase what I know and just do the same. But it changed my whole attitude to that rabbit. And to watch it makes your heart sore. Because that's conversation, God and God mirroring each other. Pure as can be.
Yeah, we see it in children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they don't know any difference.
It is there in children.
Yeah.
You know, those two kids are just the blessing I have in that compound.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. But you see, we are that too.
Yeah.
By... only that we do, because we have so much thinking already going on, because we think we're so smart, we're adults, that it takes probably also the thinking to take charge of our attitude. She surely didn't think about, oh, I've got to take charge of my attitude and all that stuff. She just said, yeah, love, and did it. Yeah. And that's the true attitude, hey? And you see, I really believe that's what we all are inside. That's what the true being is, and it's just a matter of living it. And what I also realized, and when I listened to your story, Sibyl, they're not serious about it. For them, everything is a game and it's meant to be fun. You know? And that's what it really is. And I'm at the point sometimes, you know, when I get a bit too serious and think too much, I go get myself an ice cream too. I go and do something really just simple, you know? And do something just for the fun of it. And I'm right back into the fun attitude and then I go on. I like your story, Sibyl. That's really what it is all about. Hey? It's almost like to return to the original purity and integrity, which is our child like divine self. Yes. And that's always there. You know? All else is really not that important.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. And I think that's the blessing, like with you, Choma. You have a son, hey? It's a constant reminder, isn't it? I see that my sister has a son too, but he's in the meantime already 18. But that's magic, hey? That's really magic. And that's why I like so much to have the little boys around too.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
They are natural.
Totally natural.
And they help you return to your original purity and integrity.
Yeah.
Because this time I look at them and say, I'm like you.
Yes, exactly.
I'm like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am my original purity. That's why I made that affirmation over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at him, say, I'm like you, I'm as strong as you are, I can do everything you do. I like me.
Yeah, but that's true.
Because each time I come out, they come out in the evening. The evening ones. In the morning ones, they are not yet out. But the evening, when they are free and they are playing, I come out, we all start taking walks around.
Eh?
So I have companions
liking
me, liking all.
And what I also find, what I experience with the boys now, you know, sometimes they drop into, there's these moments where they start crying because something's going on, and that's just the way they express, hey, something's not quite right here. 2 minutes later, while we still think about what has happened, he's already forgotten. He's already on something else, while we still go, what has happened? It's done, it's over. Because he's already on a different story, but we are still lingering on what
on
could have been done better. Nothing. It's over. It's already done. Yo, I think that we covered the theme attitude very beautifully, didn't we? And I think we can round that up very easily right now. Just have to get to, and I press stop because we finished our theme, which is our lecture that was about my attitude sets my life course, and we certainly have set our life course in a very beautiful way. I love you.
I love you.